Hi, we're here today to talk to Roddy Ferguson, who's the project manager in charge of Audit Scotland's latest report, Catering for Patients. Okay, Roddy, what is this report about?
This report follows up on recommendations from a baseline study we carried out in 2003. It identifies areas where there have been improvements over the past few years and also points to areas where further action is necessary in hospital catering.
And what have you found?
Hospital catering services are improving, patients have more choice, and the NHS is getting better at responding to their preferences. But health boards still need to focus more on nutritional care of patients, making sure that they get screened when they are admitted to hospital. Over the past 3 years, NHS boards have improved the level of choice in the food they have given patients. They now offer a range of portion sizes, they cater for different diets such as vegetarians, vegans, and people from ethnic minorities. And they give patients flexibility to choose what they want to eat closer to meal times. They've also been quite successful in reducing the amount of food that's wasted and now have better information to control their costs.
Why did you do this report? What is so important about hospital food?
Hospital food is key to the nutritional care of patients while they're in hospital. It helps them to get better. Meal times also play an important social role and they contribute to the well-being of patients while they're in hospital.
What would you like to see happen now as a result of the findings of your report?
We've made a number of recommendations for NHS boards and for the Scottish Executive. These focus on making sure that boards take action to improve the nutritional care of patients and also that they prioritise gathering patients' views in order to further improve services through catering.
Can you just explain a little bit by what you mean by nutritional care and what needs to be done in that area?
Nutritional care is making sure that patients get the right balance of food while they're in hospital to help them recover and ensure that they stay healthy while they're in hospital. Breaking that down a bit, what we'd like to see happen is nutritional screening of patients when they go into hospital to make sure that the hospital knows when patients are at risk of malnutrition or undernutrition and can modify their diets in accordance with that. It's also about making sure that hospitals use standardised menus to control the ingredients which are in the food and that they analyse the entire menus to make sure that there's a balance there of the nutrients given to patients.
You said at the beginning that this was a follow-up to a report you did in 2003. Judging from the report, there appears to have been a number of improvements since 2003. Is it a fair assessment to say things have got better?
Yes, hospital catering services are improving. Patients have more choice and the NHS is getting better at responding to their preferences. But we have identified that health boards need to do more to focus on making sure that patients get the nutritional care they need. We've reported where progress has been made, but we've also highlighted 11 recommendations for future action by both the executive and by health boards.
In your report, you say that boards now have better information to help them control their costs in catering. Yet you've also found that catering costs have risen by a third since Audit Scotland first looked at this in 2003. Could you explain a little bit further what's happening there?
The NHS in Scotland uses national contracts to help it control the costs of ingredients bought. This is reflecting in our finding that the average cost of food and beverage per patient day has remained stable since we last looked at this 3 years ago. However, staff costs have risen significantly over that time, due mainly to the introduction of the low pay agreement, which set a minimum wage for catering staff and also changed the hours that overtime kicked in at. However, boards have introduced trading accounts just this year, and these should help their future ability to monitor and control costs.
Thanks for your time, Roddy.